Ever notice that little engine humming away while you're waiting to board? The one working overtime as you stroll through the terminal.
Most passengers probably don't give it a second thought.
Right. But it turns out there's a whole lot of tech and expertise behind that unsung hero, the APU. And today, we're going deep on APU repair and overhaul.
Buckle up, because for airlines, keeping those things running is serious business.
No kidding. And we've got some serious players in the field to help us break it all down. We're talking StandardAero on the maintenance side, TurbineAero for the engine perspective, and of course, we have to go straight to the source, Pratt & Whitney Canada, the manufacturers themselves.
It's going to be a fascinating deep dive.
You said it. So first things first, why all the fuss over APUs?
Well, what's fascinating is how a system most passengers barely even know exists is essential to an airline's bottom line.
It's all about reliability, or rather, the terrifying cost of unreliability, right?
Exactly. We're not just talking minor inconveniences here. A single hour of delay due to an APU issue, that can cost an airline tens of thousands of dollars.
Ouch, yeah. Multiply that by, well, you get the picture. And it's not like airlines can just slap a Band-Aid on a dodgy APU and hope for the best. We all know how critical MALs are, and with APUs, it's such a tightrope walk.
Keeping those flights on schedule versus getting that essential maintenance done.
Exactly.
StandardAero really emphasized that point. It's a constant balancing act for airlines.
Speaking of balancing acts, let's talk about the actual maintenance. APU maintenance isn't your average engine tune-up.
Oh, they definitely have their own quirks, these things.
So how is it different from working on a regular jet engine?
Rodrigo Nardelli at TurbineAero put it really well. He said that while APUs share similarities with jet engines, their maintenance is way more reactive. Engine issues, you can often plan for those, right? They're part of the routine.
Right.
But APU failures, those can hit you out of nowhere.
Like an unexpected trip to the ER.
Precisely. And that's where those MROs like TurbineAero really earn their stripes. They need to be so flexible, ready to jump into action at a moment's notice. Got to get those planes back in the air.
It's all about minimizing that downtime.
Every minute counts.
And the detective work they do, they actually test the APUs before taking them apart.
It's true.
It's like they're dusting for fingerprints at a crime scene or something.
They're trying to optimize that whole repair process.
That's wild.
Yeah, and it highlights how MROs are adapting to the unique demands of APU maintenance. It's a whole different ball game compared to, like you said, routine engine work.
Makes you appreciate the complexity of keeping these systems up and running, but wouldn't it be even better to prevent these APU emergencies in the first place?
Absolutely. And that's where preventative and predictive maintenance come in.
Okay, so instead of reacting to a problem, we're talking about anticipating it.
Using data to almost predict the future.
Okay, that sounds a little sci-fi, but I'm intrigued. How does that work?
StandardAero really stressed the importance of following the manufacturer's recommendations, just like with your car. Your car needs regular checkups.
Right.
Same idea here, but it goes way beyond that now. Newer APUs have these incredibly advanced sensors and data tracking capabilities built right in.
Hold on. So we're talking like a Fitbit, but for an aircraft engine.
Essentially, yeah.
Yeah.
All that data, all those metrics, it provides incredible insight into the APU's health.
So airlines can address potential issues before they become major problems.
Exactly.
Wow. Now that's what I call staying ahead of the curve. And speaking of staying ahead, Pratt & Whitney Canada is taking this to a whole new level with their pay-per-hour maintenance plans. What's the deal with those? Is that like an insurance policy for your APU?
It's a good way to think about it. It offers airlines that cost predictability and peace of mind.
Sure.
But it's also a testament to Pratt & Whitney's confidence in their technology, particularly their latest model, the APS 5000.
And speaking of the APS 5000, this thing sounds seriously high tech. What's the inside scoop? What makes this APU stand out?
Well, for starters, the APS 5000 is built with cutting-edge technology. It's designed for that long-term reliability. But what's really turning heads is their DP&HM program.
Okay, you're gonna have to break that down for us. DP&HM.
Right, of course. It stands for Diagnostic, Prognostic, and Health Management.
Catchy.
This program allows for real-time performance tracking, giving airlines this unprecedented insight into their APU's operation.
So we're talking next-level data analysis here, all in service of keeping these things running smoothly.
Exactly.
Tell me more about this DP&HM. What kind of specifics can it track?
Well, it's not just about tracking. It's not just about tracking data. It's about turning that data into actionable intelligence.
Okay, so it's not just about collecting a bunch of numbers.
Right. It's about using those numbers to make smart decisions about maintenance.
So the DP&HM can actually predict potential problems before they even become real problems.
That's the idea. It's like having a crystal ball. But instead of magic, it's algorithms and sensors doing the heavy lifting.
Okay, now that's cool, but give me an example. What kinds of things can it predict?
Let's say an APU is getting close to the end of its recommended service life for a specific component.
Okay.
The DP&HM can look at its performance history, factor in the environmental conditions, even consider the airline's maintenance schedule. And then it can recommend the optimal time for replacement.
So it's not just this part will fail soon, it's more like this part, given its exact usage and conditions, should be replaced in 3 weeks to avoid any chance of disruption.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You got it. It's about taking the guesswork out of maintenance.
That's huge. No wonder Pratt & Whitney is so excited about this technology.
It's a game changer for airlines.
Absolutely. But let's shift gears a bit. We've been talking a lot about the technology, but what about the people behind all of this?
You mean the technicians?
Yeah. Those highly skilled technicians working behind the scenes to keep these APUs running, they don't get enough credit.
It's a demanding job for sure.
I bet. It's not like they can just Google how to fix an APU, right?
Not quite. We're talking about incredibly complex machinery here,
Well.
operating under extreme conditions. Even the slightest error can have big consequences.
And I imagine the pressure is intense, knowing that a plane full of passengers is counting on you to get that APU back in working order.
Absolutely. Every minute an aircraft is grounded means lost revenue for the airline.
So they need to work quickly.
Speed and efficiency are paramount, but never at the expense of quality.
So it's a real balancing act.
You could say that. It's a delicate balance between working quickly and making sure those repairs last.
So how do they make sure everything is done right?
Quality control is incredibly strict in this industry. Every step of the repair and overhaul process is meticulously inspected and documented.
Wow. Talk about attention to detail. So let's say an APU goes through this whole process, it gets repaired, gets inspected. What happens next? Do they just pop it back into a plane and call it a day?
Oh, no. Not at all.
Yeah.
Every repaired APU has to go through a whole battery of tests. It's like going through flight school all over again. They run it through simulations, performance checks, real-world scenarios, to make absolutely sure it can handle anything.
That's reassuring, knowing that these things have been put through the ringer before they ever see the inside of an airplane again. But what does the future hold for all of this? Where is APU maintenance headed?
That's the million-dollar question, and one that the industry is constantly thinking about. But one thing is for sure, data analytics is going to play an even bigger role going forward.
Right. Like we talked about with the DP&HM, using all that data to predict problems before they happen.
Exactly. By analyzing the massive amounts of data collected from sensors, onboard systems, even external factors like weather patterns, airlines can start to identify trends and patterns that might suggest a potential issue with an APU.
So we're not just talking about preventing a single APU failure here. We're talking about using data to potentially spot trends across entire fleets of aircraft.
Precisely. And this data-driven approach is already changing the game for APU maintenance. Well, it allows airlines to move away from that reactive fix-it-when-it-breaks mentality.
Which can be very costly and inefficient.
Exactly. And move towards a much more proactive and efficient model.
Can that mean?
Reduce downtime, lower maintenance costs, and a big boost to overall safety. It's a win-win for everyone.
So airlines save money, passengers spend less time stuck on the tarmac. It sounds like a no-brainer.
It really does. And this is just the beginning. As technology keeps advancing, we're going to see even more applications of data analytics in APU maintenance.
Leading to even greater reliability and efficiency in the years to come.
Exactly.
And with the constant push for innovation in this industry, who knows what the future holds? Maybe one day we'll have APUs that practically maintain themselves.
One can only hope. But for now, we can
Yeah.
take comfort in knowing that the industry is laser-focused on making these critical systems as reliable and efficient as possible.
Well said. Well said. I, for one, am excited to see where all of this goes. But for now, let's take a quick break and come back to wrap up our deep dive into the fascinating world of APU repair and overhaul. Welcome back to the deep dive.
It's been a fascinating journey, hasn't it?
It really has. We've been going deep on APU repair and overhaul, and let me tell you, it's even more fascinating than I imagined.
It really highlights the incredible complexity and ingenuity behind modern aviation.
Totally. Thinking back to everything we've covered, it's amazing how much technology is packed into such a small space.
Right. It's just like the APU is a microcosm of this whole industry's push for innovation.
That's a great way to put it. And it's not just about making things smaller or more powerful anymore.
It's about making them smarter, more efficient and more reliable than ever before.
Right. Look, we talked about with Pratt & Whitney's APS 5000 and that whole DP and HM thing.
The advances in monitoring and diagnostics are seriously impressive.
They really are. And it's not just Pratt & Whitney. Other manufacturers are investing heavily in developing next-generation APUs with even more advanced capabilities.
We're talking even more sensors, even more data, even more sophisticated algorithms, crunching all that data to keep those APUs running smoothly.
And with this wealth of information at their fingertips, airlines can optimize maintenance schedules with incredible precision. They can predict potential issues before they even arise, and they can even start personalizing maintenance plans based on an APU's individual operating history.
Exactly.
Wow, so instead of a one-size-fits-all approach to maintenance, we're moving towards a world of customized, proactive strategies tailored to each individual APU.
Precisely. And this shift has the potential to be truly transformative.
Really?
We're talking about significantly reducing downtime, lowering maintenance costs, and perhaps most importantly, enhancing safety across the board.
It's incredible to think about how far we've come from the days of reactive maintenance, just fixing things as they break. Now it's all about using data and technology to anticipate and prevent problems before they even have a chance to ground a flight.
It's a remarkable evolution, and it's a testament to the dedication, the ingenuity, and the relentless pursuit of progress within the aviation industry.
Well said. And I think it's safe to say that the future of APU maintenance is looking very bright.
I wholeheartedly agree.
So the next time you're boarding a plane and you hear that faint hum coming from the tail, remember the mighty APU working diligently behind the scenes. It's a small engine with a big job.
It certainly is.
And thanks to the incredible advancements we've discussed today, it's only getting smarter, more capable, and more reliable all the time.
And on that note, I think we've covered a lot of ground today.
We have. This deep dive into the world of APU repair and overhaul has been truly eye-opening.
A lot to take in.
So until next time, keep exploring, keep questioning, and keep that love for aviation soaring high. It's been a pleasure joining you today.
Likewise.
And from all of us here at The Deep Dive, thanks for listening. We'll catch you next time for another fascinating deep dive into the world around us.